First game back after the break, it's probably having to travel that far, which your first game back after break is difficult in view of Europe coming up. But Derry have sort of, I think the fact they missed out in Europe this year set them back, because obviously they were in the cup final last year. If they qualified, they'd have been in Europe, whereas they had been in Europe previous couple of years. And I know from Peter Hutton that their budgets were slashed and he had to let a lot of players go from last season. And they're rebuilding with a young local team, and they've had mixed results. But the one thing always in the Brandywell, going up there, you know it's always going to be difficult. And they have a very local side, and in their last performance they drew one all the way to Drogheda. And I suppose against the top teams they've fared reasonably well. They've drawn at home to Rovers, got beaten by a last minute goal by Dundalk. So we know it's always difficult going up there, so we need to play well. And obviously we finished the first half of the season very well, so we need to make sure we're prepared and going up there, because it's always difficult. The break was great, but I think the most important thing is that sometimes from the outside people don't realise how intense it is. We started on the 6th of March after playing probably 8 to 10 friendly matches, so the league kicked on the 6th of March, and then up to the break, you're after playing about 22 competitive matches, ending up playing three matches a week on 5-6 occasions. So it's very intense. So from my point of view, I think it was good for us. We had a lot of injuries going into our last match against Bray, and I think everyone just needed to get away, recharge. And we came back to training yesterday, and everyone seemed to be in good spirits. And the second half of the season is where the real action starts, so it's important for us to go to Derry and get a positive result. But from my own point of view, I think it was a good time for the squad to get a break. At the moment, going to Derry, we have John Cavan is out with a hamstring. Michael McSweeney has been sick all week, not sure if he'll make it. Obviously, long-term injuries, Johnny Dunleavy, Kieran Jalali, and Colin Healy suspended. So, from that point of view, yeah, we certainly be making changes to the team. Darren Denny comes back from suspension. So, that's where we're at the moment.
You go away to Derry in the Brandywell, a very tough place to go, obviously. They have only scored 12 goals so far this season. Do you expect them to play as a home team, or do you think it would be more similar to games when you play in Turner's Cross, where a team will sit in and you have to try and break that down?
I know, I expect Derry to have a go off us, to be fair to them, always at home. They'll always have a go. They've struggled to score a lot of goals, but still at the same time, the last two matches they scored against Rovers, albeit they got beaten. They scored against Drogheda. Killian Morris, one of the players we had last year, has gone up there, and he's done reasonably okay. They've had a couple of young fellas coming through, so I suppose from that point of view, they still have Patrick McNamee, his brother McEntee. They have Lucas, Lowry, Doherty in goal. Dooley is just back from injury. He'd been out, one of their main players last year, he'd been out for the first half of the season. So one thing about Derry, when you go there, you always know they're going to have a go off you, and we'd expect Derry to be attacking us quite a bit during the match. And I suppose in the situation that they're at, in mid-table situation, they're probably going to end up in mid-table, and so from that point of view, they can go with that attitude to have a call off anyone that goes up to the Brandywell, and we'd expect that.
And obviously with the European fixtures coming out yesterday, are all eyes solely on the Brandywell Friday night?
Well, my eyes are anyway, because it's too important. While sometimes people could get caught up in the hype of the draw yesterday, that we just done with. We trained very hard yesterday, we trained again this morning, trained tomorrow. I think everyone knows, and with the experience in our team, knows how vital the league matches are, because ultimately you need to be the top three in the league to qualify for Europe, and that's what your goal is. So it's crucial for us, and I think you can even see over the last couple of weeks, going into the break, Dundalk had their first defeat, Rovers had their first defeat. So everyone in the league has suffered a defeat. So it just shows you that there are going to be a lot of points dropped as well. So it's important for us to make sure that we can stay in there, stay on the coattails. And while it's a huge game and a very difficult game, we're totally focused. We travel on Thursday, get prepared for Friday night, and hopefully come back with the 3 points.
And just one last question with regards to Europe as well. With some of the more inexperienced players in terms of Europe, is that a difficult challenge for yourself, trying to keep them in check and keep them focused on the game?
Don't think so. I think, you know, it comes from the squad as a whole. We have a lot of experience in the squad, and I think, you know, the most important thing is we've had a very good focus this year. There was possibly a spell early in the season when we lost away maybe for a couple of weeks, but you know, we've been taking it one game at a time since, and you know, it's an old cliche, but you have to do it that way, otherwise you leave points behind you. And I don't really think so. I think everyone is tuned into the fact that we know how difficult going to the Brandywell is. Maybe if we're at home against a different side or a lower team, maybe people might assume that, but I think everyone knows how difficult it is going to the Brandywell, and that's why I'm quite positive that we'll give a strong performance and we won't be sidetracked. Well, it's just back after the mid-season break, and you're hoping that their rest and recovery has kicked in, that everyone's going to be buzzing going up there. I suppose the only other side that we know it's going to be a tough, difficult match. I suppose the one thing about it, we'll probably be in Iceland quicker than we'll be in Derry. But Derry joys of playing in the League of Ireland. We don't have a situation which you have in other countries where you have two big money bank clubs who just win everything every year. You know, if you look at the league over the last, whenever, 20 years in particular, no team has really, bar the farcical situation when Shelburne had been there and they had bought up all the top players for a number of seasons. Since then, if you really look in the last 10, 15 years, there's been a new winner every year. You know, it just shows you how competitive it is. And I think the brilliant thing at the moment is that you have, obviously, Dundalk set the pace. You know, everyone thought they were unbeatable, and Bowes proved they were. Bowes beat Rovers, who were also the other unbeaten team. And Bowes are right in there, and Pats are there, because they turned the corner before the break. So all of a sudden, you have five teams competing, and it's brilliant for the league. And I think that's why, I think the second half of the season, you'll see a lot of competitive games, and you'll see points dropped here and there. But at the same time, it's still the teams in the lower half of the table, they cause an awful lot of problems. And we see that with our game up against Bray just before the break, in that Bray missed a penalty with 10 minutes to go and could have taken at least one point out of Cork. So we were quite happy to get out of the game, and it just shows you the league is competitive, and that's what you want, that there's no easy game. And that's why I think it makes it so exciting, and you can't assume anything, and you must treat every team with respect. And if you're not in your game any day, you'll get turned over, and that's the way it's proven. So it's good for the league that it's so competitive.
It's always a tough game at the Brandywell. Fortunately, we had a couple of decent results last year, so we're going up the confident, we're on a decent run, and spirits are high. I think we're looking forward to it again now. I think if we go back to last year, after the break, we came back strong, and we feel the same now to kick on for the rest of the year. We've got more games than we had to look forward to last year, so it's an exciting time, really. Like you said, with Europe coming up as well, it's a good time to be involved.
You speak about Europe, and obviously all those fond memories for yourself. We're just talking about the Cyprus
goal.
Looking forward to it again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like with the two clubs that I've played for, I've had some great European trips and games and that. So, as always, brings back fond memories. As I was saying before, I think I said it a couple of times. I think whether you're a supporter or a player, you've always got some good stories from being away on these trips. Wherever we've been, we've done ourselves proud, really, I think, most of the time. So it brings back a little bit more buzz again for the club, that probably you don't realise that it's gone until it's come back again, that it's sort of brought a bit more chat about the club everywhere, really, that we were involved in it. Like, everyone sees your name on Sky Sports and all that yesterday. So it's something to look forward to, definitely. And I think the players that haven't played in Europe are definitely can't wait for it, and a couple of us that have played in it before know what sort of challenge it's going to be, really.
Can you sense that buzz and the excitement in training now, and do you think you can use that going into the Derry game?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone, obviously we spoke about it after the draw on that today and that, so it's definitely something coming up. I think to be honest, we went to Iceland before, so pretty much the whole training session I was just hammering Carney about the free kick that just about went in over the last time. So it's definitely on our minds, but I think John probably hasn't even mentioned it in the meetings yet. It's all been about Derry on Friday night, because it's a game we're gonna look to win, and probably need to win to keep the pressure on in the league.
And with with the European game in mind, would there be something in the back of your head about injuries? Would that be a worry, or is it just next game as it comes?
Next game, as far as I'm concerned, anyway, I don't think I've never thought like that about any game, really. I think, like you say, I've been fortunate enough to play in a good few European games, so if you start thinking like that, it's normally when problems occur. And I think the cliches go, just take every game one game at a time. So there is the most important game, like you say, we're judged on our league performance now and at the end of the season, really. So European stuff is a great highlight, but it's all about the league when it comes down to it, really. Probably from now till Friday, definitely be mentioned about the can't be thinking about next week or anything like that. It's a big enough game on any given day, really, Derry away, so can't really be thinking about next Thursday or anything like that. That's all. It'll take care of itself when it comes, but this Friday is a really important game because, like you say, after the break, we need to really start running. We can't really start slowly.
Yeah, it is a long trip up to Derry.
It is. Doesn't get any shorter whichever way you go or whichever way you do it. It's always a long one. It's like you say, used to it now. You sort of try and it's unfortunate that it's pretty much the same trip every single time. You know exactly what you're going to do Thursday when we go up there. Friday is going to be exactly the same. You eat, you sleep. That's pretty much it for the 2 days. But that's part of it. It's part of being a footballer in this league. Especially playing for Cork, there's no other trip like it. So, it's part of it. We're looking forward to it, and gets us ready. It's our next game, really. So, it could have been anyone. I think there's a bit more buzz around the league now. Again, I think, especially when you have the game sort of games going down like last year, Dundalk Cork playing in the last game of the season. There's definitely a bit more buzz around the place. You need the strong teams. You need a strong Dundalk, strong Cork, strong Derry, Shamrock Rovers, Pats, sort of Bowes, Sligo. There's definitely, like I say, I think everyone talks about the league being around the whole country now. So it's definitely makes it more interesting when the stronger the teams. I think the more that's up there, the better in the long run, really. It's growing again, I think, the league.